So where are these guys that were picking cotton? Where did they end up? End up not working any place and not able to. The majority of this stuff around here, or a lot of it, people that are Mexican citizens anyway. They get over here and they never bother to get nationalized or anything. They just move on over, sneak across that bridge, and then they just sit. And the first thing they do, they draw on unemployment, welfare, and food stamps and everything else, and they belong back over there. And those are the main ones that get up and beat the table when some guy like Cesar Chavez shows up.
Has he come around here very much?
Well, he was up the valley here somewhere stirring up about, what was it they let rot out in the field because he wouldn't let them go in there and pick it up around far somewhere. I don't remember what he wouldn't let them pick. What was it? Oh, I don't know.
They wanted part of the lettuce.
Yeah, there you go. Had a lettuce boycott. They just let a bunch of it rot out there. They said, fool, man, says I can't afford to pay that much and still make any money because in those... You gotta remember, we went through a period. They used to grow lots of vegetables down here, just a whole bunch. They don't do it anymore because the price got to where it wasn't. I saw many years that cabbage would be up and just beautiful cabbage ready to pick.
Mm-hmm.
And the price was so, it was going to cost them more to get it out of there than they could get for it. And I saw many a man run a tractor with a plow and just disc that stuff up and tear it up because I can't afford to pick it and sell it. I don't know. Racial business just, I don't know. They come at me with Chicano power, and I got a guy I argue with all the time. Have you ever heard of the Raza Unida Party?
That's a...
United Race. It's a bunch of radical Mexican-Americans that want to celebrate Mexican holidays and stuff like that over here, and I have told them to their face that if they want to celebrate Mexican holidays, move back to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
They put that stuff on me, I just tell them, remember the Alamo. Go on about your business, leave me alone. You're in America. You're in the United States. If you don't like it, get out. That's all I can say. You got a right to protest and all this, but don't come around knocking it and waving Mexican flags and stuff like that and burning American flags at me. It gets my dander up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to have a Mexican party down here, go organize it over there in Mexico. Just... You want to protest the way things are being done, do it in an orderly fashion. Everybody's got a right, but come up here, you just end up getting somebody hurt and getting people busted out of jobs. Everybody's got a right to try and better themselves, but not at the expense of somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Does this organization, does it get, is it very popular around here?
Raza Unida? Mm-hmm. It's a joke. But it's a joke that's going to get serious one of these days. They took over a city up the line here. They weren't calling themselves Raza Unida then. They may have started by then. And they took a little town about 100 or 200 miles up the border here, and they had a big political campaign. They elected the mayor and four commissioners and just put all them other boys out of office. In about 6 or 7 months' time, town broke. Couldn't pay their employees. Now, that's not taken away, they're just not qualified. Now, they don't need to be led around by the nose, but by the same token, they got to realize it. I can go get five of those guys that are these rabble-rising type guys and make them mayor and city commissioner of Brownsville, sink the town.
Mm-hmm.
That's not fair to the other people living there. That's my point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And they do it in such a manner by stirring up that when these other cats do get in power, the first thing they do is take a big board and hit them up alongside the head so they shut up and behave themselves. If they come up there in the proper fashion, they'd get heard. They're not going to get stepped on.
Mm-hmm.
Except they do because of the way they come up. Start trying to make trouble and stuff. Well, I don't know about it. I don't believe all that foolishness. I could go on and on about that. We better go on to the next question. That's kind of a thorn in my side, because when I grew up around here, we just never paid any attention to what the other kid was.